to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet, planet Earth, of course. You must be on one of these planets. Welcome to the one and only Lunar Lounge show with myself, Israel Adjozi. Want to give shout outs to everybody who is logged in and for all of you guys who are listening to the podcast recording. By the way, this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcast. You can find the Lunar Lounge podcast there. A show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. Do remember the details are always in the information section, whether you're watching it on YouTube or you're listening to the recording. And because you listen to this show, you get a discount. I believe it's 20%, maybe more. Go get your magic. Listen, man, feeling mentally fatigued, mentally tired, need some mental clarity, feeling physically, you know, listen, you want to get high. You want my kind of energy. Go get your magic mind, man. Listen, nice little shots. I'm telling you, man, they do wonders. All natural. So shout outs to the one and only Magic Mind. Later on, competition time. I'm going to announce the winners. Are there any winners? That is the question. We'll be coming to that later. And also later on in the show, there's going to be tarot card of the week. By the way, I'm running a tarot course at the moment. You have missed two classes. But you can still catch up because the recordings are always available. And there's going to be another, how many? What, something like another 5-6 classes maybe? Something like that. So listen, hit me up if you are interested. I will be talking about the classes if you want to know. Astrology, palmistry classes coming up soon, and numerology also as well. Yes, I am busy. So yeah, make no mistake about it, man. All about that work, yeah? So tarot card of the week will be coming later in the show. Do not forget my beautiful sphere. Yes, it is what it is. It's all about the, you know, a millimeter sphere here. Keeping it astrological. And I'm going to keep it here on my... I need something that I need to put it on so it can be seen. Here it's not so... I'll figure out something. Even while I'm speaking with you guys. I think I've got something I can put it on. Yeah, there we go. You can go in there. Can't you? Can't you not? Something like that? Yeah. Can you see that? There we go. We want this millimeter sphere in the background, man. What's going on? Yeah. We'll work out a way. Don't worry about it. I'll fiddle around and find something to put it on. So for now, you can stay right there or where they can see you. A millisphere in the background. Keeping it astrological. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. I don't know why I've got this hot jumper on, but guess what? I'm feeling a little bit hot, as you can see by the, of my forehead. I'm just feeling a little bit humid. Or, by the way, as well, I'm live. I'm not live on Facebook. Facebook shut my account. Well, they didn't shut it, but they said it's on in suspended. They said I posted something. I don't know. Something to do with copyright. Can you show me? No. So I don't get it. I don't know. I don't see what's happening there. But I am live on Instagram and I am live on YouTube. So, coolio. I should have picked another platform. I could have gone live on Twitter, now known as X. But I just couldn't be bothered with that. So, it is what it is. Anyway, welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. What is the weather like where you are? I can see blue clouds from where I am right now. It's not cold. I must say, it's not cold. Temperatures got better. It was a bit warm in the last couple of days. I'm feeling very humid. And I don't know what I'm doing with this on. And I'm not about to get undressed, if you get what I mean. It is what it is. I'm just going to have to deal with it. But I've got a little bit of sweat coming through. You know, I'm perspiring. But mind you, I have been running around quite a lot. It's been busy. So it is what it is. What's happening? What's in the news? It's the usual stuff, isn't it? Usual suspect stuff. More stuff coming out on P. Diddy. The walls building up or tensions rising. Although we haven't heard so much about it. But, you know. Whoever's firing rocket launchers, whoever, you know. What else? Anything popular? I did say I'm going to do, so I've noticed, by the way, there's no podcast next week, Wednesday. Ta-da! No podcast. However, the week after there will be, which will be on the 30th, I believe, on the 30th of October. And I believe that will be the day because that will be the week before the US election. So that's when I'm going to do something on the US election. So that's going to be in 2 weeks' time, people, on the 30th of October. So make sure you are here and you are tuned in. Shout out to Yoel. Birthday on the 21st. Doesn't look exciting. Why doesn't it look exciting? Yoel. What have you seen? We'll be bringing up the charts for the moment, very, very soon. And we'll be having a look at what is, what is happening? What's going on there? We'll have a look at what the charts of the times are saying. What's the planetary alignments? What have we got coming up? Some interesting stuff. But we'll have a look at that one. Yeah, well, we'll see what's going on the 21st, you know. Let's see what's happening there. So shout outs to everybody. Why is it that I've got it's showing a certain amount of people that are logged in, but maybe it's including. I need to know how to bring you guys in, you know. Okay, who is this? Is it DI or is it DJ Stockers? It's hot and humid in Surrey. Okay, not ideal. When I have a thermal t-shirt on. Yeah, a little bit like this. Got the jumper on. Shout out to Pretty. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Great to have you here. Hope you're well. Hope you are still pretty. You're always going to be pretty. You know that, don't you? shout out to Yvette also, who has joined the, the YouTube. I take it. Yeah, it is YouTube. Okay, I can tell by the sign. Okay, so the symbols are meant to let me know what where the message is coming from. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So we'll be looking at the astrology over the course of the next couple of weeks, see what's really going on there, and let's get busy with it. So it is quite humid. It's humid where I am. I thought it was just me. But it's not. It is quite warm. And I was on the move, doing a little bit running around here and there. Bear with me. I want to get some water. It's interesting, I must say. Please forgive me. I'm cancerizing, so I've got to load up. Got to load up on my water, man. What else has been happening? Has there been anything? Well, we'll be looking at the planets, won't we? Jupiter's now a retrograde. Saturn's actually going to be going direct soon, so that's going to be interesting. We'll talk about that. But we'll talk about that when the, you know. What else? There's something in the news that captured me or caught my attention. It's not there, but it will come. Anybody watch the boxing last week? Any boxing fans in the house? I guess not. Probably only me. Okay, it is what it is. Shout out to Verity the Virgo. Shout out to Geraldine. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Keep your questions coming. What is it going to be? Let's go to the astrology chart, right? Let's do that. Let me fiddle around with my my buttons, as I always refer to them as. So do remember, no podcast next week, Wednesday. I'm off. Yvette says Trump seems to be going off on his rocker. Really? I haven't really heard anything. There's always something, isn't there? But I haven't really heard anything, nothing. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. What's going on with Trump? What's he said? What's he done? If he gets back in office, that when he was in office, I had to say, nearly every day I woke up, it was like, what has he done? What has he said? What now? You know what I mean? Who's he having to go at now? That's what it was. There's one thing that you cannot doubt him. He's definitely excited and keeps you on the edge of your toes. You never quite know what's coming next. Okay, we got moon in Aries, people. We got an Aries moon. Okay, so it may get fiery. Maybe that's why I'm feeling a bit hot. That's why it's humid, Moon is in Aries. It's warm things up. Here we go. And I'm telling you, man, astrology works like a clock. let me rephrase that. Astrology is a clock. That's exactly what it is. It's a cosmic clock. Anyhow, what are we happening? What have we got right now? We've still got this square with Sun and Mars right about now. Yeah, lots of energy out there. I'm particularly interested in how this aspect is affecting Leos and Aries, because these two planets are the ones that rule Leo and Aries. So how are you, or for those of you who are Leo or Aries rising, are you feeling energized with this? Are you feeling a little bit of tension? Are you feeling like you've got that blocked energy? You don't know where to kind of channel it into? Because those are the kinds of things that you will find, planetary aspects, and when, we're looking at ruling planets right here, right? So for those of you who are Leos or Aries, your two planets are in square with each other right now. So that could be like, tensions building. And then we're also going to be having an opposition coming up, but I'll talk about that one. That could be a little bit explosive. As Mars moves closer to where Pluto is, there's going to be a Pluto, a Mars-Pluto opposition. Well, I'll talk about that in a moment, because it looks like Saturn's getting ready to, booyah, you know, explode. So, yeah, let's see how that one goes. And my phone's ringing. My shout out to my sister. She's calling. But sorry, can't ask herself. I'll get back to you. Keep you updated. So that's what's happening there with this square. How is it affecting these particular kind of people? Let me know. Is there any Aries or Aries rising or Leo rising? I do know one, but I just don't want to shout out her name in the she's watching right now, but I don't want to put her on blast like that. I shall not do that to you, but it would be quite interesting to see. So yeah, it is what it is. What else? Let's have a look here. What else is happening here? Hold on, bear with me. I'm just juggling two screens here, man. What is happening? What's happening? Okay. I'm just looking at here. Trump, okay. Yes, he was dancing to YMCA yesterday. Okay. She rang last week to your sister. Oh, yeah. She, listen, when you got a bag of sisters like I have, you know, I don't mean that in a thing. Look, she's ringing again. When you got a whole heap of sisters, you know, connection. And of all our sisters, we're the closest. Closest in age, but also close. I suppose that's one of the reasons why we're the closest. Because we hang out more because we're closer in generation, if you want to say. But yeah, man, they get on you, man. But sisters are protective. As part of my Cancer rising, you know, people just want to care for me. Yeah, right. But I do get that. I do get people who just want to, want to cuddle. It is what it is. Shout out to Violet at Content Boutique from California. Welcome to the show. Great to have you here. Welcome. All the way from California. Aren't you guys like 8 hours behind? What is it, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning over there? Something like that? You know, close. So you must be, yeah. But yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm up way too late or way too early. What side of the fence are you on? Glad to catch your live stream on my way to dreamland. Okay. So while you're listening to this, you're going to just go whoop into La La Land. Yeah. I'll talk you there. Don't worry about that, Violet. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Fane. Bonjour from the south of France. Bonjour. Comment ça va? Hope you are well. So yeah, let's get back to these this chart here. What is happening? Oh my God, my sister really wants me. Should I answer it live on air? I tell you what, man, if I answer this live on air, she will not let me off the hook, I'm telling you. I'll have to call her back. It's obviously somewhat emergency. Or it might not be emergency. It's just my sister just being, overprotective or over, you know, whatever. Overdramatic, that's the word. Coolio. So Mars square Saturn. That's a big one going on there. So lots of energy. And it's probably fair to say that the build-up is with that Pluto opposition is definitely there. So yeah, it's dynamic. It's dynamic, I must say. It is a dynamic one. What else is going on here? Venus, she's at the very end of Scorpio. She's about to go into Sagittarius. She's just finished opposition with Uranus. I spoke about that last week. So yeah. Welcome, Solar Dreaming. Leo rising with Libra Sun and Chiron in Aries It's a big one. Oh, well, thank you very much for that. Well, Solar Dreaming, well, you're one of these ones who I'm speaking about. You know, Leo Rising, you know, you got the Sun square Mars here. This has got to be, you know, that's your ruling planet here, right here, you know. So it's got to be having, it must be having some kind of effect. But like I've been saying, you know, Sun Mars is really, well, it's really energetic. You want to get energetic with it. That's what it's really about. So you want to be utilizing that to your, you know, best of the ability. Great for working out, but not working out's not for everybody, you see. That's the thing. But perhaps maybe you can channel that energy, that motivation into something else. So there's many things that you can channel it into. I mean, being Leo Rising, you know, it's quite, you know, it can be, you know, quite creative, actually. Very creative, actually. So you can channel it into perhaps maybe something creative. Something dramatic. As Leo is very dramatic, or can be. So you've got options there. Violet is saying, Trump stopped answering questions at the town hall session when two people fainted from the heat and started playing music and dancing. Okay. And he was dancing to the YMCA. Why? And he does that dance, doesn't he, with his fists when he does that. Why? He likes doing that with his, like, I'm like, what is this dance, Trump? Is it like the new dance? Is it? It's he makes me laugh. He is exciting, though. Come on, man. You've got to admit, he's an exciting one. I'm not saying he's, you know, all right, but well, they're all crazy, aren't they? I mean, let's face it, let's be honest. Nobody's perfect, but hey. But yeah, it's quite interesting. Leo Rising. And speaking of Leo Rising, Donald Trump's Leo Rising too, isn't he? So I wonder again, so we can see the Sun square Mars here. We can see how it's being expressed with Mr. Donald Trump, can't we? Dancing on the stage. Yeah, two people fainting from heat. Well, how hot is it out there? Where was this, Violet? Can you let me know where this was? I'm obviously not being paying so much attention to the news, or I don't recall it being said here on the news anyway. Or maybe I just missed it. I have been busy of lately. I haven't been really paying attention to the news, so I'm not going to lie there. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the show. So what else? We've got Mercury in Scorpio. Venus looks like she's about to move out of Scorpio. She's still in opposition to Uranus. So, woo. She's had the trine to Neptune. So that was like, any of you do anything romantic in the last couple of days? No? Didn't get no flowers? You ladies, no? Get asked out on a date, got taken out, got woo-wooed, romanced, have a nice candlelight dinner? No? Gentlemen, rub your ankles, spring rose petals on the ground for you as you were coming home? No? Nothing like that? Oh, well. It is what it is. That's Venus Neptune for you, isn't it? Violet is saying Gemini Sun, Aquarius Moon, Libra Rising, with 11th house Pluto opposite my 5th house Moon, native chart. Everything's all coming out here. Everyone's talking about all their charts. What's going on here? Is it because of the moons in Aries? Trump was in Pennsylvania. Okay, I see. Faye says, I've been getting flowers from my girls. Well, that must be Venus trine Neptune. Some of you must have been getting something, surely. You know, something must have upped, you know, with that one. And I'm curious also as well, Venus trine Neptune, how you Libras, or may even Libra rising. Violet just said there about her Libra rising. Well, it's been quite interesting because Venus has been in Scorpio. So for you Libras or Libra rising, again, the ruling planet here has been somewhat in depth, hasn't she? So she's been in Scorpio, so it's been, can be a little bit tense. I can definitely testify to that, being a Libra myself. But for those of you Libra rising also, as well as that show, again, that's your ruling planet. So, you know, Venus has been quite interesting in the last couple of weeks. Taurus, Libra, like my sister who's calling me right now. Yeah, she's a Taurus. We're both Venus ruled. she's a Taurus and she keeps ringing. Yeah. She keeps ringing. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. Got a cold. You've got a cold. Well, we are sending you right here from the Lunar Lounge with my healing crystal in my hand. We are sending you love and healing vibration and warmth also as well. That cold will go away within the next 24 hours. All sent to you, Florence. Coming to you. I'll top it up with some ginger and some lemon and honey, and you're good to go. It's all good. So the Venus, again, it's been affected. So Taurus, Libra, or Taurus rising, or Libra rising. Again, Venus being in Scorpio, Venus trining Neptune. Should have been bringing something essentially in for you. But she's about to move into Sag, which is an interesting one. Okay, well, what have we got in the throughout the next of October? I've pretty much talked about everything. So Venus moves on the, tomorrow? I think tomorrow, you know? Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow. She's going to move into Sagittarius. Not tomorrow. Yeah, it will be tomorrow, the 17th. She's going to move into Sagittarius. Venus will move into Sagittarius, fire sign. So for those of you, Libra rising, Taurus rising, you're going to feel a shift tomorrow, right? So watch out for that. You're going to feel an energetic shift and things are going to speed up. You're going to be on the move a bit more. So watch out for that. For you, Taurus on Taurus rising, Libra and Libra rising. So definitely watch out for that dynamic. How has it been for you, Geminis? Gemini rising, Virgo rising in the last couple of days since the planet Mercury has also moved into Scorpio. It's in the sign of, you know, a bit of intensity, yeah? There you go, deep sea diving. You know, Scorpio's all about the deep sea diver, isn't it? Intensity is a right word for Scorpio. It's got a bit of oomph to it, you know. So have you picked up a bit of speed? Have you noticed energy shifts in the last 2-3 days? For those of you who are Gemini rising and also Virgo or Virgo rising, as your planet has plunged into the sign of Scorpio. So yeah, watch out for that. What else have we got? Jupiter's gone retrograde. He actually went retrograde last week on my show. Could you imagine? But he's retrograde right now. So, Sagittarius rising, Pisces rising. How are you feeling? Do you feel like you are, you know, moving backwards already? Yeah, things might start slowing down. The planet of protection and luck may start withdrawing his energy. So yeah, Violet is saying yes, yep, it's been deep and weepy. Keeping vigil for world peace and safety for Floridians, yes, for the hurricanes, yeah, that's I'm just wondering, sorry to divert people, you know, being what Violet's just brought up there, with the hurricanes, I know things are advancing more. I'm just wondering if, maybe I'm just being a bit ignorant on some level and maybe a little bit too idealistic, but I'm just wondering if there's something like, you know, these kind of shutters that can, you know, that can be put on houses that can just maybe protect them. Maybe I'm overthinking. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about those, you've seen, you know, like in Spain, they have them. They have these kind of blind kind of things. It's more to block the light out and stuff, but it can be for protection for people getting in your house. A little bit like the what they had in, if you've watched the movie Purge, there's been a number of them. And there's also a series as well where the shutters kind of come down. And I'm just thinking something similar on that level, but for hurricanes or for water that can protect the... But I suppose it would, even if it is possible, it will cost a lot of money, I guess. But yeah, it's quite, it's a shame that our people, you know, just lose their homes and houses and livelihood and, it's quite interesting and sad, really. But yeah, I hear that. What else have we got here? Over the course of the next days, what else is building up? I'm keeping an eye out on that Mars getting closer and closer to the opposition. Still in square to the sun, by the way, although the sun's pulling away bit by bit. But then we might as well say starting from the 23rd, right? Also, the sun is going to move into Scorpio on the 22nd. So on the 22nd of October, sun moves into Scorpio. It's going to be Scorpio season. I know this is what you Scorpios have been waiting for, right? So yeah. It's all good. Shout out to... I know who that is. It's me. It's me, she says. Okay, no problem. I always just want to call people from the name I'm seeing on the screen. Okay. Barasham Sour. That's what it says. Am I reading it correct? Barash. Oh, but it's Rasha. Okay, I got it. I know who you are. Welcome to the show. So the sun is going to move into Scorpio on the 22nd of this month. Beginning the Scorpio season. So, we'll be wishing you birthdays, you Scorpios, a happy birthday, of course. But I'm keeping an eye out from that 20th. I'll say from the 22nd, the day the sun moves into Scorpio, I'm keeping an eye out on this Mars opposing Pluto. Yeah? Mars opposing Pluto. By the way, Pluto went direct. When was it? Just the other day, on the 12th, about 4 or 5 days ago, Pluto went direct, right? So Pluto's direct now. He's about to go, I believe it's going to be sometime in November. He's going to move back into Aquarius. Okay. But however, I am keeping an eye out on this Mars, starting from the 22nd of October, is going to be opposing Pluto. Explosive time, tensions building. We've got the planet of energy. Yeah, the planet of energy meets the planet of power, for lack of better words. Because Mars can be power also as well. Pluto's... bigger power, deep, more intensive power. Either way, their energies can be a little bit similar, actually. It's one of the reasons why you often hear people say Pluto is a higher octave of Mars. I can kind of see where they're coming from. They are similar energies, but Pluto's far more, yeah. You know, we're talking big planets here. We're talking the big boys here. So we're going to be having Mars opposing Pluto. So for those of you who are Aries rising, and for those of you who are Scorpio rising, keep an eye out, people. So from the 22nd, the opposition builds up. The sun is going to be moving into Scorpio also on that day, on the 22nd. And I just want to keep an eye out here of when the build-up is going to be. By the way, we've got a full moon tomorrow. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. So watch that. But Mars... Well, Mars is going to be opposing Pluto from the 22nd to the rest of the month. Mars is moving a bit slow because he's going to be going retrograde soon. So it becomes exact more into November, but I don't want to talk about November yet. But technically speaking, from the 22nd, tensions are going to be building. So that's going to be interesting because the sun is going to be in Scorpio. The sun moves into Scorpio. So again, I feel that's the cosmos telling us something here. We got the sun moving into Scorpio on the 22nd. And from that 22nd, and some people could even argue even before, but I will take from the 22nd, Mars starts to oppose the planet Pluto. When we get Mars and Pluto, we get huge amounts of energy. We get huge amounts of rage. We get huge amounts of tensions because it's an opposition. So this can bring in things to do with conflict, separation, war, confrontation, and it's explosive confrontation also as well, because we're talking about Mars and Pluto. And we know that Mars rules Scorpio. For you modern contemporary astrologers, you may say Pluto rules Scorpio. Well, either way, it's both planets. And they're in opposition with each other. And then the sun is also in Scorpio as well. Well, let's watch it, people. My advice is that we find something to channel our dramatic energy. We can't all be actors or actresses, so we can't all get on stage and act it out there. But maybe we can act it out in other ways. We're not all going to just go to the gym and start lifting weights and running and whatever. Some of us can, some of us will. Fine. We can't all be bumping and grinding and having hot, passionate sex every day and every night. We got work to go to. I'm sure some of us would like that. So we've got to find other ways. Maybe through arts, for those of you who are artistic. Maybe, you know, writing a great poem, getting beam poetry. Completing, you know, Pluto. This can be, like, really good. We're talking motivation here. You can channel this into your work, whatever your work is. You got any projects and things of that nature? Push that energy, man. Mars, Pluto, bang, breakthroughs. The one thing about Mars-Pluto combination is that it's extremely resilient. So you really want to go in with this one. You want to push it, like real push it. You want to go and see what's beyond, you know, push beyond certain boundaries. So, yeah, that's an interesting one. Black Moon Lilith Astrology, November 19th, Pluto moves into Aquarius. Yes, thank you very much. Don't want to talk too much about November yet. You know, I'll be doing that in a couple of weeks' time. We'll be looking at the transits for November. Plus, I'm going to be doing a little bit of a special on the US election, looking at Kamala Harris and Donald Trump's chart. Yes, I'm going to put it up, man. Hopefully my page don't get taken down for it, but I'm going to put it up and just have a look and just see and comment in terms of what I see there. Violet saying, what about dome houses? And there's one community that was built, what's that, sustainable, near water, and fared very well. Okay. I suppose there's ways around it. I think as time goes, you know, technology advances, and I think eventually they will find ways to definitely deal with it. Who's this? MD Chantal Hossein. Am I pronouncing it? Hello. How are you today? I don't know. People come on, they see me on a podcast and want to be having big blown conversations. So Rasha's talking about full moon. Yeah, I'm gonna come back to that because that's only tomorrow. Although I spoke about that last week. But I'll speak about that in a moment. I just wanted to just look at this, see how far the rest of the month this Mars-Pluto opposition is going to be coming. And also on the 1st of November, we've got a new moon as well. So that, you know, November's going to be starting off with a bang, isn't it? Tell me about it. So that's what's happening there. What else is going to be happening? Also, from on the 30th of October, prior to that, let's talk about this. How about this? On the 28th of October, we're going to be having Venus square Saturn. Venus square Saturn. Now, I don't want to talk about this too much because it's Venus square Saturn, right? So for those of you who are Taurus rising, Libra rising, watch your goddamn money. And it's interesting because I'm going to be at an event on that day. 28th. Okay, that's quite... Yeah, I might just escape it, but I'm still going to be at an event. No, I will be at an event prior to the build up. But nevertheless, let's track this. So starting from the 24th, I am going to probably get caught on this event thing. But starting from the 24th of October to the 28th of October. 28th is going to be the peak. We're going to be having the planet Venus square Saturn. Okay, this can be, it can be positive for money management, but you've got to be on it. You know, with Saturn, you've got to dot the I's and cross the T's. So you may find maybe not so much money, you know, so you've got to budget. Yeah, don't make no big expenditures. Yeah, during that particular time. So do watch that. Also, in regards to relationships and partnerships as well, that's also a time where, as well, we've, again, got to pay very close attention, especially for you, Taurus rising, Libra rising. You've got to be also watching out for that. And also Pisces rising, because that's the sign where Venus is exalted. So you also will be affected as well. Pisces rising in a nighttime chart. Watch out for that. Rasha saying, I'm a Libra, six planets in the 12th. Whoa. Okay. So you want to be watching out from the 24th to the 28th of October because your ruling planet Venus is going to be square Saturn. So, yeah, watch out for that. What else do I want to talk about? So we've got the Mars-Pluto seeing us through from the 22nd of October right to the end, right? So watch out for that. And then by the end of the month, by the 30th, 31st of October, Mars and Pluto are going to be in exact opposition. Venus will also start opposing Jupiter, but I'll talk more about that in the November lookout, you know, so that'll be in 2 weeks' time. Remember, no podcast next week, no podcast, but I will be back on the 30th of October, just to see the month out, and then we can look into the month of November. So Venus will also, at that point, will start to oppose Jupiter as well. End of this month, beginning of next month. What else is happening here? So Venus is there anything else? We're going to have a trine. Well, when is this one going to be? Mercury is really racing right about now. Slow down, Mercury, man. So on the 21st, 22nd of October, there's going to be a trine from Mercury to Saturn. That's good. That can favor things like trade. It can favor things like travel. It can favor anything intellectual orientated. Yeah. Apricot Sugar, we'll miss you. Yeah, I know. I'm going to miss the show. Ain't going to feel right. Yeah, yeah, no show, no show. What else is it I was going to say? Mercury trine Saturn on the, you know, 20th, 21st, 22nd of October. There's going to be a strong trine there. That's really, really good. You want to be utilizing that. Great for any kind of intellectual pursuits, knowledge pursuits, travel pursuits, trade pursuits. Mercury trine Saturn will be good. It will be especially good for you Geminis and Geminis rising, and also Virgos and Virgos rising as well. So definitely you want to be watching out for that and utilizing that to your best ability. So that's going to be a very good period for you. And again, it's going to be building up. So we're looking here from about the, even the 18th, 18th, 19th of October, 20th, 21st is when it's going to start to come to the peak. 21st and 22nd of October is when it's going to peak. So you want to be using that. Gemini's, Gemini rising, Virgo, Virgo rising. Do watch out for that planetary alignment coming up. What else do we have? Let's go back to the full moon, I guess. Yeah, because not much else happening there. Yeah. Yeah, I spoke about Venus moving into Sagittarius. So that's going to be what, on the 17th, 18th? That's tomorrow, technically. 17th, 18th, it's going to move into Sagittarius. So watch out for you, Taurus, Taurus rising, Libra, Libra rising. I think Venus moving into Sagittarius will more favor the Libra than the Taurus, because that's an inconjunction. So it doesn't make an aspect. So, but it will favor the Libra better than the Taurus. But nevertheless, watch the shift in terms of how that manifests here for you. So coolio. Tomorrow we got a full moon in the sign of Aries. It's a super moon as well, by the way. Super moon mean that it's quite close, you know, you're gonna see it really big. Yeah, full moon in the sign of Aries. Full moons are always about things coming to completion, coming to fruition. I'm always talking about it. So technically speaking, you should have been grounding or energizing your crystals right about now. Yeah, you should be energizing your crystals, man. You can still energize them tonight. There are various ways you can run them under some nice water. If you are near a lake or river, even better. But if not, you can run them under a nice tap of water and, you know, energize them. Also, as well, you can put them in a glass or a jar with some sea salt. I do stress sea salt, Himalayan sea salt, black sea salt, anyone, not that, you know, not that table salt crap, you know, that, what was it, sodium, whatever it is. Yeah, not that stuff. Real sea salt. Energize your crystals, baby. Full moon. Yeah. Normally, I tend to, I have got some actually in my plant pot that I often energize, maybe about like when it's like 3 days coming up to the full moon. And then on the full moon, on the day of the full moon, I uproot them. And then I'll put them in some water with some sea salts, visualize, charge them, getting them to do what I want them to do. You know, you always want to be charging your crystals at least like every, I'd say, like, you don't want to be doing it all the time. I know some people do it all the time, but you don't need to. It's like a battery. It's a storehouse. It stores energy. It's energy. Remember that. So I would say at least like every 3 months. But, you know, sometimes I leave it for like 6 months. Sometimes I've got, you know, crystals, I charge them every year. Because I like to charge them under particular full moons, right? So, yeah, to get that that edge. But you can do it. You know, some people do go out every month or everything. But I would say like every 3 months is okay. That's healthy. And, yeah, you know, get them under. But sometimes every year, every 6 months, charge them up. Get them charged. This is a all full moons are important in their own sense, but it's in Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac. You know, it's ruled by Mars, so it's a powerful one. It's a powerful one. So you want to be tapping into the current full moon, which is taking place tomorrow, 17th of October. Get under there. Now, what is this? Full moon is about manifesting. Yeah? But it's to do with what you manifested a few weeks ago with the new moon in, which was the new moon that we had was also an eclipse. Remember that. It was a solar eclipse in Libra, right? When was it? On the 2nd of October, something like that. So now we are having that full. So whatever you planted then, whatever you wished for, you should start to see it come into some kind of, it's taking form, it's starting to sprout. That's what you're supposed to be seeing. However, if you really want to know when this occurred, you want to be going back to 18 months ago. 18 months ago, when we had a new moon in Aries. So look back, 18, 19 months ago, what were you doing? What were you planting? Because that is what is about to come to fruition for you. It works on an 18-month cycle, 18 months, 9-month cycle. So charge your crystals. For those of you doing like meditations, for those of you who are doing affirmations, prayers, rituals, lighting a candle, all of those kinds of things. Yeah, all wonderful, all great for the full moon. The moment we have that full moon and she starts to wane, time to release. So this is also a time if you want to let go of something, you want to release something out of your life, you want to, this is also the time. And this one's a really energetic kind of moon also as well. So yeah. Violet saying they built homes for the from concrete and the ground was raised about 7 feet. Okay, so she's talking about the situation with Florida, of course. Violet is also saying, how about those solar storms? Woohoo! Stephen Burns' channel says the earth is being surrounded by bands of electromagnetic energies. Wild. Yes, yeah. Solar flares, as they're often referred to as. And the solar flares, I've actually got a, I'm actually going to be doing it in a workshop that I'm doing on financial astrology, to show you how solar flares and how they have the effects on the markets and things going up and things coming down. It's quite remarkable to actually plot. So yeah, I'm going to be doing a workshop on that. So definitely watch out for that. So that is about the full moon tomorrow. So happy full moon in advance. Happy full moon in Aries. And I think I'm going to leave it there because we've pretty much covered for the rest of the month. We really want to, it's interesting also as well with this full moon because it's a full moon and it's square Mars. So we've got a full moon in Aries, square Mars. Again, explosive, really energetic. So yeah, we want to be definitely watching out for that. We got our eyes on you, full moon. Okay, it's going to be an energetic one. So watch how you are expressing yourself over the course of the next couple of days, because this full moon has got a very strong Mars energy to it. And it's quite interesting. Why? There's a mutual reception. Mars is in Cancer, ruled by the moon, and the moon is in Aries, ruled by Mars. So there's a reception, which actually makes it better. But it's also got potential to go a little bit wild. There is a direct correlation to the economics to solar flares. It's quite interesting, actually. Amongst other things as well, I mean, we find even with the Saturn Jupiter. So Saturn Jupiter, that's well, we've had one, haven't we? So we sort of like have a bit of scarcity, and then it's going to go up. So yeah, so next year, there's, I think next year, June or July, we're going to have the last square of Saturn Jupiter. So things is going to go up. So watch for things to go up next year. So if you're, yeah, if you want to sell property or something like that, you want to wait till next year, June, July, because you get more for your buck, man. Yeah, stick to the Lunar Lounge. We'll tell you how it goes. So yeah, Rasha's asking, how many weeks ago? Oh, how many weeks? Second? How many weeks ago? Okay, I think you were asking about the how many weeks ago when I plugged. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. You're talking about the new moon in Libra. We had on the second. That was on the second. The new moon in Libra. Yeah, we had the eclipse. So whatever you planted then, you start to see things come into fruition. So yeah. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there for today. 18 months ago. Yes, and the one for 18 months ago as well. Yes. That's the real one. That's the main one that would have manifested 18 months ago when we had it. So that would have been last year. Basically, I'm talking about last year, March or April, when we had the new moon in Aries. Whatever you planted then, this is going to be the whoosh of it. This is going to be the development of it. Whatever started then is coming to fruition here. So, right. So, watch out for that. Violet saying, oh, no worries. It's a Gemini thing. Yeah, I know. Gemini gang gang. We love a Gemini, don't we? Of course we do. Anywho, what else? Where else are we? Yeah, I think it's about that time. Let's get back to the show. What time of the week is it? It's that time of the week. It's competition time. You know how it is. Let me put the email address on the... Right. Okay, so here we go. I asked the question last week, and the winner is supposed to get 30 skrilla. Mm-hmm. £30, that is. Max, how you eat? Oh, my God, you got to be joking me. Anywho, quite a few people. I'll tell you what, I'm quite impressed with some of the... So basically, what it is for you newcomers, I ask a question, and whoever answers me first on the following week. So I don't know if I should. Well, I'll put a question out. I'll still put a question. Yeah. Okay. So I'll pose a question, and it's still for the first person who answers me next week Wednesday. Although there's no podcast next week Wednesday, so I'm going to announce it the week after on the 30th of October. I was about to say November then, but no. On the 30th of October is when I'm back next live. But I'm still going to ask a question today. And you, the first person who inboxes me at 12 a.m. midnight next week, Wednesday. First person. And for those of you listening to the recording, I haven't asked the question yet. I haven't even announced the winner of last week's. That's because there is no winner. But anyway. The email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. So, last week I asked, which house in astrology rules visions? Vision, to have a vision? You see, some of you pick certain houses, and I think I know why you picked that house. Which house rules visions? Having a vision. Okay. Who came in first? Yvette, you're bang on. I'm loving your timing, Yvette. I'm really loving it. Not liking your answers, but I'm really loving it. Yvette came in first. Then Banji. I should pronounce that the real Yoruba way. Banji. But Banji Ojo came in second. I'm talking with time. Christian, you're flopping, man. What's going on? 1 minute after. 1 minute after. Really? Okay. You came in third. Quite interesting. So, Yvette, you said 12 house. Incorrect. Banji, you also said 12 house. Yes. What house rules visions? As in premonitions? Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's not the 12th house. Christian, I know why you picked 11th. But no, it's not the 11th house. You guys are flopping on your astrology. You need to get the astrology. The house that rules visions is the 9th. The 9th house in astrology rules visions, prophecy, 9th house. Astrology, 9th house. So none of you got it. 11th house is friends, acquaintances. It's your aspirations, not vision. That's why I think maybe you may have made a little mistake there, Kristen. But anyway, Max. Yeah, Max, you also got it incorrect as well. You said 8th house as well. So yeah, 9th house. 9th house is the house of visions, people. So nobody got it. But I got another question for you. I got another question for you, and the winner is going to be getting £30. Yvette saying, I was toying with the knife. Oh, man. You would have got it because you got it first. I must say, you got in first, so you definitely would have got it. All right, I've got a whole heap of questions here for you. Okay. Okay, Coolio, let's I've got a question here, bear with me. Right, okay. Okay, if we're looking at a chart in regards to illness, what house governs or would rule the doctor who would be treating the illness? We're looking at illness. What house? Not what planet. What house would indicate the doctor who is treating the illness? First person who gets it gets £30, gets sent to your whatever, PayPal or bank account. First person who answers next week, Wednesday at midnight, GMT time. So for those of you who are in America and places like that, it will still be afternoon for you guys. But first person who inboxes me, from midnight. So the first one from midnight who gets it in. And as you can see, there's a few people here who are on the ball in terms of getting the answer in. So first person who answers that question in the chart related to an illness, what house rules the doctor? Okay, first person who inboxes me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com gets £30 in their account. So it is what it is. Get it in there. Violet is saying, doesn't that depend on the illness? No, it doesn't. We just want the doctor. What house rules the doctor? Doesn't matter. I'm not talking about a particular illness. I'm just talking in regards of illness, of an illness. What house rules the doctor? So it doesn't matter what illness it is. An illness is an illness. But who is the doctor who's attending to the illness? What house would preside over him? I should have entered too, but have not received first prize. So kind of boycotting competitions. Don't boycott the competition. And you have not your prizes here. And you know what? I was at the post office the other day. You know, I should have goddamn posted. All right, okay. You know what? I'm going to try and post it today just for that. Anywho, Violet is saying 18 months ago, I went to sleep every night listening to you and Chris Brennan talking about the moon and about the whole year. Oh, good night, Israel. Prayers and peace. Wow, 9,000. Okay, cool. I hear that. That podcast of the series of which he did, I'm not blowing my trumpet, but I'm gonna have to put it out there, right? Yeah, the ones he did on the series of the planets, my one's got the most views. Just so I'd, you know, rub it in. But yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool. Don't worry, me and Chris Brennan are cooking up something. We're coming with something big. So yeah, it is what it is. Violet is saying 6 hours. Don't answer it now. It's whoever inboxes me next week at midnight at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. No point answering right now. Shout out to Mason. Welcome to the show. Me and Chris, it was cool. We got good vibes, but we got something else coming. So no worries there. Okay, before I pull out tarot card of the week, I just want to make a little bit of an announcement. What is the announcement that I'm looking to make? Okay, as you all know, astrology classes are on the way. People can sign up at any time because it's learn at your own pace. We have weekly classes, live weekly classes, all the video material and video material. Every week there is new material, whether it's more video material, but writing, reading material is also uploaded. So once you sign up, you get access, you have your own portal to which you can access anywhere in the world. And ladies and gents, I want to also let you know that next month I am releasing my app. Did you hear me? I'm going to have my own app, which you can download whether you've got an iPhone or you've got an Android. So you'll be able to download the app and also be able to access the courses through the app. Wow. You can already get it at your fingertips anyway, because you can do it online. But the app is going to be there and there's going to be lots of it. So yep, get on it. So you can access it anywhere. Also with the astrology courses as well, there is also an opportunity for you to also earn money if you refer other people. So basically what I'm talking about here is known as affiliate marketing. So if you know anybody or if you feel that you've got a very good circle of people, you're a good networker, you know, if you've got like 1.5 million followers on Instagram, or if you know somebody who has, you know, you can kind of deal with them. You can make some money off of that. I can make you an affiliate. Hit me up. That's my email address there on the screens that you're looking at now. For those of you listening to the recording, it's sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. You can email me there if you are interested, if you want to sign up. I believe there's a discount also as well for anybody who wishes to sign up to the astrology. You have lifetime access. Just thought I'd put this out there for you. You have a lifetime access, okay, to that particular module. There's three modules. Foundation, fundamental level, which you have to take before you take the other two anyway, but you have lifetime access to it. And then the other modules as well, if or when you want to sign up to them, you will also have lifetime access to them also as well. So and there's new material constantly being uploaded, so get with it. You should be biting my hand off for the price that I'm giving it. I'm also launching, I'm going to be doing this in next month, I'm launching a combo. It's quite a bit of money, but I'm going to be launching it's kind of like a combo. So you get to learn astrology, tarot, numerology, and palmistry, and it's going to be for one set fee, all for life. Yeah, could you imagine? You get access to all of the classes that, or courses that I do for life, from beginners to advanced. Lifetime fee, and it's going to be one set fee. That's going to be launched next month also as well. So I'm going to keep you updated on that. So, tarot card course is on the way right now. We started last week. We're going to be having the second sessions this week, this Saturday, this Sunday. So you can still join. Again, you get, you know, because the recordings are all there. So you don't miss anything, really. What else is I was going to say? Numerology is coming up. Palmistry is also going to be starting also in November. I believe it's November the 6th, I believe. Something like that. Palmistry. Yeah. So get with it, man. Get with it. You really want to be getting with it now. Don't say I didn't tell you, because of all my courses, what I'm charging now, it's going to at least double in the new year. I kid you not. It's going to double. So get it while you can, because I don't want to be like, oh, it's too expensive. I told you. Get it now, man. Yeah, that's my little promo. Plugs myself. What else? So it's that, time of the week. It's the tarot card of the week, people. It is what it is. Okay, let's go. Shuffling the cards. Let's go. Tarot card of the week. I'm seeing the clock is ticking. I'm late. I got places to go, people to see, places to be. What is the tarot card of the week, ladies and gents? And let's go here. We got the king himself. We got the king. I've been noticing a lot of court cards coming out lately, even with my daily. King of Rods. What is this about, people? This is the Aries card. Yeah. It's all about go, go, go. Go get. Initiate. Don't look back. No holding back. It's that Aries energy. This is a very fiery card. And the moon is in Aries at the moment. And the full moon tomorrow is going to be in Aries. Right? So, but this card is really about go, go, go. Really being on it. That is what the energy of this card is really telling us, that we need to be in a particular place where we are initiating, moving something forward, being brave, being courageous. There may be a particular important figure that is going to be maybe playing a part in our lives over the course of the next week, perhaps. Could be Aries, somebody fiery, yeah. We want to be using that dynamic energy. So it looks like we've got a dynamic week coming along. Do remember, people, there is no podcast next week. I am back on the 30th again. So until then, stay fiery, people, with Mr. King of Rods, which has come out here for us this week. A lot of energy. Great time to initiate. Yeah, great time to push for something. Get it done. That's what that card essentially is about. People, I have come to the end of my show. I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation and your paying attention and for your assistance. It's been a true pleasure. Always like you being here. Shout out to Violet. We didn't see from Memphis, Tennessee. We didn't see her today. Why is it her name's just skips by mind? But, you know, our folks from across the pond, we didn't see her today. Shout out to everybody, Faye, Yvette, Florence, who else? Black Moon Lilith Astrology, everybody who popped in here. Thank you very much. Shout out to everybody here. Mason, Pretty, shout out to Rasha. All of you guys who came in on the Instagram, thank you very much. Fane, thank you. DJ, is it DJ or DI? I can never get it. I think it's DI Stockers. But thank you very much also as well. Tiffany, that's it. Thank you for reminding me. Mine's gone completely blank. Yeah, we know Tiffany today. But hey, you know, people are busy, man. And they can always catch the recording. The recording on the YouTube will go up in the next 10, 15 minutes. It will be available, and it will also be available on all podcast platforms in the next 10, 15 minutes, shortly after this show. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Do remember, there is no show next week. Next week, Wednesday, no Lunar Lounge podcast. But I'll be back on the 30th. I'm going to be doing a special on Donald Trump and also Kamala Harris. Yeah, people, I'm putting it out there right now. I'm announcing on the 30th of November, I'm going to be doing a special piece on Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, looking at the astrology. What does the planets have in store? Who does it seem to favor? Who does it not favor? So who is likely going to be getting into the White House? So make sure you are here, people. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I'm going to be looking at their charts right here, live, on the 30th of October, here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. So yeah, did I say October or November? Oh, don't worry, I'm going to be here. So making sure that everything is, you know. People, my time is out. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Cool. Stay blessed. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And the astrolabe is here, turning. Listen, man, as this wheel is turning, may your blessings turn. May you go up, up, and up. May the stars bless you and continue to bring you fortune. Thank you very much. Stay blessed. You've been tuned into the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel and Josie, and I am out. See you in 2 weeks, people.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.